Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hi. Welcome back to the Double Cleanse podcast, a podcast where we talk about skincare, makeup, and being in the world of the influencer world. My name's James Welsh.
My name's Robert Welsh.
And here we are.
Here we are today.
It's been warm, but today's a bit cooler.
I went out in a jacket, got out of the car and it was hot, got in the car and it was cold, and then back out and it's boiling hot again.
Yeah.
Honestly, those naysayers to global warming.
Yeah.
What are you?
Go outside and then you naysay.
Stand outside for an hour, yeah. Take a coat and a pair of shorts and see how you feel.
Yeah, then tell us no.
Robert,
listen, what have you been up to?
Nothing.
No.
I've been rearranging my filming room, as you can see.
We're in the same room today, which doesn't usually happen when we record this
podcast. That's probably why it sounds like there's two of us.
Yeah. the lighting setup is intricate, I must say.
It's just lights. It's just four lights.
Four lights at all different levels,
you know,
in all different
happened?
Locations.
You know what happened? I broke my auto cue that sticks to
You're looking at the camera when you talk. Do you think you're filming?
No, I'm pointing at the auto cue and showing it to you.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
I broke it. So I my ring light was too small or tall, I can't remember. Something went wrong, so I had to get rid of my ring light. But then I was like, I like that forward-facing light, so I just got two panels and added that.
Oh no!
So it's all been going on here, Jazz. Yeah. What about you? Anything this week?
I feel like there has been, but no, I don't really know. I can't
remember. Disney Mint.
After my coffee, I'll have a Disney Mint. No, I don't think anything's been happening.
Good.
No.
It's been a bit of a boring week, really, hasn't it? It's been too hot to actually do anything.
Yeah, I don't. That's the main thing that's happened this week. Is actually,
listen, give it a few more weeks, and then everyone will stop hearing about the heat in the UK.
I'm just bored of these heat waves. We're not supposed to have them.
Global warming.
And everyone's like, oh, I wish everyone would stop complaining. We have like 2 weeks of summer. This isn't summer. This is like drought, and we are in like we're official like drought in our area. Hosepipe ban.
Yeah, hosepipe ban. My garden is straw now.
Uh huh.
No grass, it's just really hard straw.
So don't you tell me to enjoy summer when we're actually in a grass pandemic.
How do you like it if you were grass?
Yeah, and you were straw.
Rubber.
Yeah.
Is there anything you've been loving? Listen, James, call me Matt because I'm trying to do like an introduction to the product
right.
Really well. Call me Matt and Blur Stick because my loving this week is the new sticks, Blot and Blur Matt Stick. Listen, this is really, really, really good. I just put on now because we're going out for dinner later. And I know it's just going to keep me matte like this for ages.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Oh, I might have to use a...
No. But, you know, here's here's the deal. I think we see a lot of matte blurring in air quotes.
Yeah, I'm bored of them.
Bored of it. Bored shitless to shit. Sorry if you have children listening.
Yeah.
Of these products, and people are like, this completely blurred my skin, and we all know it didn't. However, this, it says blur on it, and I don't like it for the blurring, because it's not really. It's the mattifying and how... I wore this when we went camping.
You did?
Yes.
Why?
Because it kept my skin matte all the fucking time. And I remember we were standing there, and I touched my skin, and I was like, oh, it still feels the same as it did.
Do you know what annoys me most about these blurring products is that people pretending it's the first time they're trying them on TikTok.
First time
and
they're trying
anything, like, oh
with,
my God.
Anything with silicon in. Yeah. I don't think it's has silicon in. Dimethicone silica, yeah. Their first time trying it, they're like, oh my God. And, you know, I've seen a few, like, people who claim to be, like, you know, credible makeup artists being like, this completely blurred my pores. No, got rid of my pores. It's like, you know it didn't. Stop it. Stop trying to be in that moment of, this is a thing. People will say anything to go a little bit viral. Anyway, thanks. No thanks. So anything you've been loving this week? Sorry if I sound different. I now have cream on my neck. Sorry if my accent's changed. I just moisturised my neck.
Do you know what? I do, but it's in my bag and I can't remember the name of it. Hang on.
Why don't you Google what's in my bag?
Yeah, what's in James Welsh's bag? Hang on. Let me, because I recently followed them. You know when you, like, see, like, Instagram does some really good actual...
Yeah.
Advertising. What's the word? Like,
stalking. It's like when they stalk you.
Sesame.
Yeah. What's it called?
What's it called? Oh my god. Targeted ads.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
What's it called? You know what I mean?
Yeah. Algorithm. Algorithming.
So this is In Beauty Project. They're like an American, from what I know, skincare brand. So no, I had to like order it through, sorry, it wasn't advert, it was in my like explore thing.
Yeah.
So I had to order it through the American address thing.
Yeah.
But they have a cleanser called Foam Around Clarifying Daily Cleanser. But it's just, you know what it is? It's in one of those bottles where you pump it and it foams it out for you. So it comes out as some really soft foam.
Yeah. Oh,
it's just mean.
Yeah,
it's just mean. And it's just really soft and light on the skin. It's really lovely to use. I've been trying to cleanse a little bit longer than usual because I found that I'm missing a lot of spaces on my face. See, when you cleanse, cleanse quick. Yeah, and for some reason, you just do that.
You don't get all the nooks and crannies.
Yeah, I'm doing the whole esthetician 60-second cleanse thing and making sure I get to
it's meant to be a whole minute.
It's meant to be 60 seconds.
That's
boring. I know. But this like stays really soft on the skin and then you wash it off and you feel really soft again. It's just a good, nice cleanser that during these warmer climes has kind of put my skin from being oily and sweaty and big pored into looking normal again.
Yeah. No, I know the feeling.
Is that it? Is that right? That's it?
Yes, Christ.
So let's go to a break.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
And we're back.
Robert?
Yeah. Vacation.
Sorry.
Is that what we're doing?
What did you say?
Listen, I think we're a bit late for it because the summer holidays are finished now.
It's still hot.
This is when all the adults go on holiday because they don't want to be on holiday with the kids.
With the children.
So what we thought we'd do today is recommend some vacation or holiday, summer, I guess, friendly products.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, and not just like,
and we're talking in the swimming pool, walking to a swimming pool.
Yeah, sitting by the swimming pool.
Going out for buffet dinner after you've been in the pool.
So makeup. Skincare, and for good reasons as well. We're not just going to be like, you know, blot your face with blotting sheets because it's sweaty.
If you sweat, try a tissue.
Yeah, try.
Cold? No, hot? Try an ice cube.
Yeah. First, you have Simon Life.
Oh my God, Simon Life.
I've seen that video on TikTok of that girl in Tenerife, and she's on the balcony. She's got towel, she's smoking, she's got orange juices.
Yeah. And she's eating Lay's.
Yeah, literally our holidays.
Waiting for her hair to dry.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you want to go first?
Yeah, listen, there's a sunscreen that I talked about recently. And of course, obviously sunscreen is important for being in the sun. Well, if you're on your holiday.
Well, yeah.
Right? But let's be honest.
Yeah.
Come on.
Come on.
Let's be honest.
Let's be real.
We all know when we want to reapply.
Yeah.
And then you're going in the pool and out of the pool. You don't want to have to reapply every time. And then you're
like,
oh,
I do want a tan, like, on the first day. Yeah. So.
I'm just, or I'll just put a towel over my legs and I'll be fine.
Yeah. What's the difference between burning and
tanning? There isn't one.
It has to tan.
No, there is. Now, listen, there's a brand I reviewed recently. Speaking of TikTok trends, there's this mousse sunscreen which has actually been around for a really long time. It's like impossible to use.
No, it's not.
Come on. So application is a bit confusing because they're like, on the back it's like one square is enough to cover a leg, but you know, a square isn't really,
and it's like a square isn't a measurement, and also a leg isn't a measurement. Like, someone's leg is going to be smaller than mine.
Yeah, exactly. So, but because it's a mousse, you can just use loads at one time and it doesn't drip everywhere. You can just apply it really easily.
Yeah.
The thing is with this sunscreen is it does not fucking move. Yeah. It doesn't move. I've seen people...
What do you mean? It doesn't move.
You put it on.
Oh, as in it doesn't come off. I thought you meant you put it in your skin and you can't rub it
in. No. So when I was using this throughout the week, I applied it to my face and I felt it on my skin. Mm. Not in a bad way, but in a good way. It felt like a protective film. And then, like, as I was, like, going about my day, I was like, I'm not... This, whilst it was boiling hot, I was like, I'm not sweating. I'm not oily. It's not running into my eyes after going out on a really hot walk. Yeah. It's like, it was staying put. And then the more I looked into it, the whole point of this sunscreen is that it stays, because it's meant to be for kids as well. So it's meant to be like extra protection.
So it's like, oh, kids who fall over will always be protected when they fall over.
Yeah, I guess. It's more about going to swimming pools than falling over.
Swimming pools.
So it's really waterproof. But that was one sunscreen, an exact product recommendation here that I would recommend as a sunscreen for going on your holidays, 30 and above, 50 if you will.
Can I give an, this isn't my product, but can I just tell you about a sunscreen I was really disappointed when I went away recently?
Yeah.
So I was like, I'm going to go away, I'm going to get a tan, and I'm going to use a really nice sunscreen that gives the body a bit of a shine, like a pearlescent glow to it, so my tan looks lush.
Yeah.
And I got the Super Goop glow screen. No, what's it called? Screen.
I don't know. I've given
glow screen
group.
For the body.
Yeah.
Glitter.
It was. It's just mica.
The face one is nice. It's pearlescent. Whereas the body one was pure glitter. I was like, it's fucking shit.
I feel like
I hated
it's more finely ground on the face because it's such a small area of concentrated area.
Mm.
Whereas on the body, they just don't give a shit.
It's
I wouldn't be surprised
awful.
If it wasn't mica. It was just glitter.
It looks like gold glitter.
Yeah.
And I was really pissed off because I was like, I used a face one before and it looked like glowy. Mm. It looked like, if anything, like MAC strobe cream esque. Mm. You know, where it had like not
more iridescent.
More iridescent. And it was pure glitter. I was like, I have to fucking wash this off now.
Yeah.
Because I look ridiculous.
Yeah. This is a thing. Like Super Goop, I started giving up on when they started launching all these other sunscreens that I just didn't get. Their products are good though.
I do still use it. I use a hand cream one and something else. Oh yeah, the face glow screen.
Yeah.
It's nice.
What is your next recommendation?
James, I want to tell you about a brow combination that I used while I was away.
Yeah.
I'm replacing one product with something else because I'll tell you in a minute. So brows are there to catch your sweat, right? That's like the brow thing to do, but that's what we don't need them for that anymore.
Yeah.
We've evolved past brows.
Yeah, we haven't got brows.
We don't have brows. So when I was away, I used the Glossier Brow Flick pen. You can hear it here. It's completely everything proof. It's a really fine tip, so you can just do like strokes. It doesn't start to feather away when you sweat or get oily. It's just the perfect pen. It doesn't change color. It's just perfect.
Ew.
And really easy. And it's fuel proof. So that's what I use. I did use a different product, but I just want to talk about this one as well. This is the West Barn Co. Soap Brows, which everyone knows of anyway, but this is the Extra Strong Hold Brow Soap. Now,
I'm shocked that it's actually just soap.
This is an old like makeup thing, is to use soap in the brows. We're talking like Victorian theatre. And I guess they've just put it in a tub, which is really
convenient.
This is sweat proof. I was on the
sew it
walking treadmill. No, but here's the deal, right? Some of them, if you were to wipe your brow, it loosens it. That's almost the weakens thing. It.
I guess because they make more of like a waxy, it's like pomade
with
out
water,
of them.
Right? Yeah. It's activated with any kind of wetness.
Right.
This one, the extra strong hold brow soap in the black tin from West Barn Co. is sweat proof. Mm. I was on a treadmill and I remember somebody asked me, is it sweat proof? I was like, I'm in the perfect position, you
know,
James.
I don't know.
You know what? No. So I sweated on my brows. I got sweat from around my hairline and rubbed up my brows. Perfect.
Oh, my brows
were
perfect.
My brows were perfect. So that was like an extreme test of whether or not they are sweat proof. Like, you wouldn't be wiping sweat. And I don't know. You could wipe sweat on your brows. But really good.
Daily day.
Exactly. So if you're walking around sweating, you don't want to keep looking at your eyebrows, the West Barn Co. brow soap is going to hold them in place all day.
Yeah.
All night. Swimming pool.
At the buffet. Okay, I've got a bit of a combination as well going on from your combination.
Yeah, do that.
Is a face mist and a hyaluronic acid. This is especially if you're oily as well. I would not take a moisturizer with me.
Yeah.
So obviously hyaluronic acid serums are literally just there to plump and hydrate, right? The majority of them, because hyaluronic acid is a hydrating thing.
It's just hydration.
So one thing that I used to always suffer with, I remember like in Tenerife getting ready to go out. And I know we used to wear jeans and a cardigan.
We used to wear fucking knitwear in Tenerife. What the hell is wrong with us?
We're like idiots. But I remember like finishing my skincare routine, putting on my probably at the time Clearasil moisturizer, and then just instantly starting to sweat.
Yeah.
Like really, really bad.
Yeah.
Wasn't wearing sunscreen.
Yeah,
so
no. Oh my God.
A good way to keep your skin, give your skin what it needs, the hydration, sometimes moisture in some, depending what serum you get, is to mist.
Yeah.
Hyaluronic acid.
Yeah.
Mist again.
Yeah.
Hyaluronic acid.
Yeah.
And that's going to plump you out. It's going to give your skin all the hydration it needs.
Without over the top wet skin.
And making yourself oily and grizzy and all this kind of stuff. Yeah. But also, well hydrated skin keeps your skin acting normal. So you're going out, you're being in the sun, you're damaging it, whether you like it or not. So having well hydrated skin kind of just helps, along with sunscreen, obviously, it's going to help your skin functioning as it do.
As it do.
So, one thing though, don't apply sunscreen to wet skin. If you're going to do this during the day, let your skin dry down and then apply sunscreen.
Because it will just break it apart, right?
Yeah, and also it can irritate your skin.
So one thing I want to say, I've been getting a lot of questions recently, and this actually goes to like wedding days and things like that as well. I get a lot of questions, and it is during the summer actually, of people wondering what foundation is good to stay on the skin during humidity, hot.
Mm.
I don't know what else happens.
Humid, hot. Yeah.
The foundation I would recommend would be the Makeup Forever HD Skin. Now, this is the new formulation. They have an old one. And here's why I didn't like it on me, but I recommend it for weddings, being on holiday, when you want your foundation to stick. It felt mask-like. Like it was staying. Not to a point of suffocation, but to a point where it felt, you know when you wash your face and it's very tight afterwards sometimes, if you use like a foam? It felt really tight, and I was like, I personally don't like that feeling on me, but in these situations, like one day, a week, you know, you're just traveling, and I do a mini size of this, it will be perfect.
Like, and it's reassuring.
Yeah, and it does say it's sweat-proof and waterproof, and I did actually see, her name's Rosen Ben on TikTok, she wore it, and after a whole day, she hosed her face, and it stayed on.
Like those TikToks of those Asian women applying makeup in the rain. Yeah.
You know what, it's not difficult to make waterproof makeup, like it's not a big deal.
I guess it's just nobody wants that.
And I guess the feeling is slightly uncomfortable, but maybe in smaller quantities, it might be quite nice, but it's a really good foundation, and actually, sorry, I just need to say as well, if you can't get to a store to try it on, the Sephora foundation finder, I think it's called, is very, very accurate when it comes to matching that foundation to all your other ones. That's how I found one of my
shades. Clever.
Mm-hmm.
That's very clever.
But if you're in the UK, you can't get onto it, so.
IVN.
Do VPN. VPN.
VPN.
No, you can get on Sephora.
So I know I just mentioned not moisturising.
Right.
But you should.
No, of course.
Of course. You know, if you're going out to buffet dinner, you don't. There's no point. there's no point.
Perhaps it's dark.
Perhaps it's dark. But when you get home, your skin is going to need moisture. It's going to need proper...
It's almost like, you know what, you fucked me over for the whole day.
Yeah, now I need...
Now moisture.
Now I need a nice drink.
Yes.
Because obviously being in the sun is going to dry you out. It's dehydrating you. It's destroying your collagen, elastin, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So a gel cream is kind of in between your very heavy, thick moisturizer and your very kind of like alcohol-heavy, water-based
I love cream. A gel cream because it feels like enough... But almost like a serum.
Almost like serum, yeah. So for oily people, it's moisturizing and hydrating without being heavy. For people with dry, dehydrated skin, you're getting that moisture and hydration, and it's just enough, you know? So it's a really good in-between.
Absolutely.
But here's the thing about a gel moisturizer is they're nice and cooling. Cooling. So what you can do is I personally would just get a cheapy one. Elf do a really nice cheap one. It can double up as a face mask in the evening. So you leave it on your skin. If you've got a little bit sunblessed, you can leave it on your skin for like 10 minutes. Yeah. It's going to start sinking in.
Yeah.
It's going to cool down your skin. It's going to make you feel nice and nice.
Yeah.
And then you rub it in properly like an actual moisturizer.
I feel like you're repairing your face almost.
Right.
Treating it.
Yeah.
Giving it to the third plate.
That's my one.
Right. So my last one is a newer product. This is a Makeup by Mario Moisture Glow Plumping Lip Serum. Now, when we hear plumping, we think about a nasty fucking burning menthol.
Hot mouth.
Yeah,
spicy
lips. Not like that at all. This is very bearable and actually very comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
They are so delicious.
The packaging's so nice.
They're so good. They are... If you don't want to go out... When I think of summer, and I know some people like to keep their makeup on, like they would... Because I digged into it with a brush. Mm-hmm. I know people like to keep their makeup normal, how they would normally. But if you do like to go a little bit lighter, but still want your makeup to make an impact, these plumping serums... Imagine if you will, a gloss with a good colour. Oh, I don't know how to... If you need to go on a website and see, because the way it looks... is stunning. It's almost like...
I feel like I saw them on like Trend Mood or something.
Yeah,
I was like, they look really good.
Yeah,
they look really nice.
The adverts make you look thirsty. And a serum is kind of like, it's not as wet as you would think it'd be with a serum. It's like a lip balm and a lip gloss together.
Mm.
If they had a little baby. So it's slightly hydrating. It has a good colour. You can still see your lip underneath. Mm. They look really nice with like a bit of a lip pencil to match.
Mm-hmm.
Really, really nice. Really wearable as well. It doesn't feel... sticky or tacky, and because it's not full colour and they're quite natural on the skin, it'd be easier to top up after your buffet dinner. Or your buffet breakfast. Your character buffet breakfast.
After your pizza breakfast.
After your pizza breakfast.
Just a little bonus one, vitamin C. Now, I'm not huge on vitamin C, but it's going to boost your sunscreen. It's going to fight all that free radical damage the sun's doing to your face.
Boost sunscreen?
So... Vitamin C fights free radical damage that you get from the sun.
Right.
So you've got your sunscreen stopping some of that.
Right.
But obviously you're still out in the sun.
Wait, you can wear vitamin C while you're in the sun?
As long as you wear sunscreen.
I thought it was like a really harsh ingredient that's like
It can be. And if you're not going to wear sunscreen, if you know you're not going to, then do it in the evening.
Yeah.
But you can do any active in the morning as long as you're wearing sunscreen.
I did not know.
But it they supercharge each other.
Right, let's finish there.
Are you going on your islanders? Let us know.
Let us know where you're going. In the comment. No. What is this? Podcast.
Yes.
In the comments?
To Instagram and let us know. But here's also, let me know, right? Are you a poolside person or a beach person? Mm. James, what are you?
Mm. I'm poolside because inclusive buffet.
Yeah.
But
oh my God.
I also would never go on a holiday where there's a pool ever again because that's just not my idea of fun. Or relaxing.
I would sit at it. Like
I would sit and watch people and complain.
I'd come down and sit down and go, right?
Yeah, I'm going now. Oh my God, have you seen all those videos of people running?
I love it.
I know.
I love it.
It's so embarrassing.
I absolutely love it.
I would not be seen dead running for a pool.
No, I would lay on the floor in a towel.
Yeah,
like it's no different to my bed anyway now.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not for me.
Extra firm.
Yeah. Listen, that's it. And we'll see you next week.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.